Hey guys, when we started this project, we were not sure how hard it would be to edit, record everything, and then eventually distribute. But then luckily, someone told us about Anchor. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Secondly, they have creation tools that will allow you to record and edit directly from your phone or your computer. They distribute your podcast for you. And the best thing is you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're in a state of confusion. Questions on your mind. Send in Letitia and Brandy. Gonna help you unwind. We're hanging out together, even though we're alone. We'll pass it on over. Sorry we're stoned.
Okay, stoners, here we are.
Hey, stoners.
Live from the basement.
You got to scoot closer because we're dealing with one mic. Somehow we're this far into this show and we're still incompetent on how to use two microphones. Okay, so it says on here, first of all, these little minis go quick.
No crap.
Okay.
Do we tell the stoners what we're doing?
Yeah, tell them.
Okay, stoners. So we've had quite the eventful evening. We are coming live from the basement about 2 hours late because we had a donkey situation.
We did have a donkey situation.
Literally been waiting on Brandy to come back because somebody let the donkeys out of the pasture.
Okay, guys, let me tell you something. I fully understand if you're not a horse person, like totally get it. If you didn't grow up with horses, like totally get that. Let me give you a piece of freaking advice, horse person or not. If a gate is closed and you open said gate, close it the fuck back. Don't leave a gate open that was closed before your dumbass touched it. Like, that is common sense.
I, goodness, all my children are angry today. It has been nothing but pure anger at this house.
That's because I had a long, great day and then came home to that.
Okay, so we did have to chase the donkeys, and Brandy had her hands full. But anyway, so now we're in the basement, chilling. Brandy just made these amazing steak tacos.
I did.
Actually, my friend Gabby cooked the meat before she left, and it was to die for. And then Brandy heated it up and made amazing tacos. But anyway, so now we're in the basement, and Brandy has decided, guess what?
Without the weed.
She wants to get stoned, which is so exciting.
Okay, I think I was scared of this one because these two tell you how much weed is in here.
Okay.
This one says 2.8 grams and this one says 3.5 and this one doesn't say.
Okay. So we're talking about some different brands here, which I love every single one equally. They're all my favorites. I don't know if everybody's heard of a brand called Palms. I really like the one called Social. It is so good and it does exactly what it says. It makes you feel more social and talkative. But
this one's a lot.
I haven't tried that one yet.
We should whip it out, I think. I wonder if we did. We might have opened another one. Okay, so one of them smokes like pretty clean. And the other one where there was so much smoke.
Huh.
It was almost like a blunt.
Okay, so we're talking about is Jane LA, which is one of my absolute favorites. That and Miss Grass, yes, are consistently what I smoke. And I absolutely love them. And you know what's so crazy? I have to give her a shout out. It was so weird. I'm sitting in New York while we were there for Saturday Night Live. Like, gosh, I think it was only last week or 2 weeks ago. And I'm literally sitting in the lobby and this amazing girl walks up and she's like, "Hey, Tish, it's Kate." And I'm looking at her for a second because she has a mask on. So it was hard for me to recognize her. But it was Kate who's Miss Grass is her company. And weirdly enough, I was in a sweatshirt that says hi that she sells on her website and that she gifted me. And so I'm literally sitting in New York in Kate's cute sweatshirt and she walks in. So it was awesome. And I love her and I love the company and it's really good. And then Jane LA is another one of my favorites. I smoke it constantly. It's the one. But also there's another brand that I'm loving called
Northern Emeralds.
And it's a hybrid, and I usually smoke sativa, but it's a hybrid, and I am loving it. It is another one of my constant go-tos.
This one's a hybrid.
It is? But anyway, Palms, Northern Emeralds, Miss Grass, and Jane LA, the go-tos.
Okay, let's do this one.
Okay, great. I love that one.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know how to start these things.
Okay, that's easy.
But they go quick. You got to
I know.
I got to clear my throat. Last time I did this, my throat was scorched.
Oh, then we might need you to smoke out of a pipe instead. Not right now, but.
Okay. Noah bought a huge bomb last night.
I saw that. It was nuts.
Listen to this. She goes, I got you a really pretty, classy bong for your house. It's Rick and Morty. I was thinking she got a really pretty, like bud vase. And I was like, oh, can't wait.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
Like, I'm going to put that on my house.
It's so weird getting stoned with Brandy in the basement.
I don't feel it.
Give it a sec.
Last time I did this with Kirsten, and she was so stoned.
No.
Yeah, it was fun.
This is hilarious.
I think I have a high tolerance.
You may. You never know. Honestly, when I very first started smoking, the one thing I loved is it just made me laugh. So, like, I would start laughing and could not stop. And I loved it.
You do that to me constantly.
I love when that happens. I feel like we need to do some off limits.
Okay.
I just need to know, stoners, text me on, or not text me. How do you do that on Facebook? Just comment.
Comment in the group.
You guys, have you watched Mayor of Easton or East Town? I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but
I think it's East Town.
East Town?
I think so.
First of all, I thought it was mayor at first. I'm like, the mayor of Easton? And then I realized it's mayor.
Like a horse.
Uh-huh, like a horse of East Town, but it's about a woman, Kate Winslet, and it's amazing. And actually, last night, I think it was episode 5, what came out last night. So I'm going to watch it as soon as we get off here today. And I can't wait because it's just been so good. And Kate Winslet is amazing. The story's good. It's just like one of those shows we love, kind of like The Undoing. And have you guys been watching Cruel Summer? Want to know your thoughts on it.
It's kind of losing me.
You know what? It was losing me. But then have you watched the last episode?
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's fine. And they need to pick it up.
They do need to pick it up. Yeah, they need to pick it up.
It was so good in the beginning.
I love it, though. I think it's really, really good. It was getting a little slow on luck around 4, but I think last night's was 5, and I really liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I'm still going to keep watching. There she is.
Here she comes. Let me
see this. Young Nikki, how much marijuana is 2.8 grams? This bong is insane. Rick and Morty.
No, Noah, I'm dying. Brandy said you told her you bought a beautiful bong for her house. And
is this Rick and Morty bong?
That thing was $100.
Stoners, we are going to put a picture up of this bong on our stories because it is insane.
What are you guys talking about?
Smoking weed.
Let me see.
Oh,
is it still going?
I have all lighter on it.
Oh, okay. I don't feel anything. I think I have a high tolerance.
Oh.
Ready, Noah?
1, 2.
Wait, hold on. I gotta take a video of this. I swear.
Oh, that was a good one. I feel like that was a good one.
I never thought I'd see the day. Oh, Brandy took pot.
Took pot.
Oh, yeah. I was coughing on that one.
Can I have an ashtray so I'm not using your table as one?
Oh, that's okay. It is called Sorry, We're Stoned.
Yeah.
So Noah's got good weed coming.
My mom smokes shitty weed, y'all.
Not true. I also love, there's a few
mom,
other. What?
I get you good weed.
I know. I love Wonder Brett.
What's that?
And I also love, does Wonder Brett do New Beauty? You told me this.
Pure Beauty?
Pure Beauty. I was in the magazine New Beauty. Pure Beauty.
Oh, you
No, they don't do Pure Beauty.
Well, also, there's another one. It's the little round party-looking tubes of weed you gave me once.
Lafay Farms. You love Lafay Farms.
Love Lafay Farms.
Yep.
So, anyway, guys.
Mom smokes wrapper weed when she's smoking Lafay.
Love. Yeah. It's actually my favorite one.
I don't feel it.
Okay, guys.
You don't feel it?
We're just now talking about all our shows we're watching.
No, what do you watch on TV?
I watched all 5 hours of Halston last night.
What's that?
Okay.
The new Ryan Murphy.
Oh. You really like that Ryan Murphy stuff, though.
It's not creepy. You would like it.
Really?
No, it's not creepy at all.
I didn't love, what's the Nurse Ratched?
I didn't like that.
I love Ratched.
Nurse Ratched?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so if everybody saw, anybody saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Loved.
A lot of people saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
It was.
I think it won a bunch of, like, Oscars.
No, I was obsessed with it. Well, no, I hadn't seen it, but I was trying to tell her, I felt like what she was saying about the story of Halston reminded me of Bohemian Rhapsody, but in the fashion world. So I'm thinking I'm going to love it.
Oh.
You look high as fuck.
Really? You do look high.
A lot goes into this bong.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a whole process. Whereas this, you just light her up and go.
Exactly.
Why do I look stoned?
Like, oh, and you just put that. Oh, can't. I think that was mine. Okay, so anyway, we are all over the place.
Because we're all stoned.
It's because we're all freaking stoned. You usually keep us all together.
I feel stoned.
I'm sure you are. Do you feel like you're having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Okay. Like, see, this, like, I don't know. We're all stoned. Okay, so let's go back to Off Limits.
That was really
scary. And I just saw on Netflix, literally Noah just blew smoke in my face, and I cannot. Like, it's burning. Okay, so anyway, it was called, I think it's called The Woman in the Window.
Don't ruin it for me.
I haven't watched it.
Okay. It was a book.
I know.
She read it. Don't ruin it.
Yeah. Did you read it?
No, I didn't read it.
I read it.
Don't ruin it.
Okay, so can we watch that?
Yeah.
Tonight? Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. Can we watch that, Noe?
I'll watch it.
Okay. Oh, my God. We're having movie night. This movie is so exciting.
Yeah. I don't
but I feel like this is Amy Adams' new thing. Like, she did a Sharp Object, which was great. But this just feels...
But the difference is that Sharp Objects was a series, and this is just a movie.
True. Yeah. But it feels like similar vibes.
Huh. I didn't watch the preview. I just saw that it was out.
Uh-huh. It's the same kind of, like, I've read them both, you know? Mm-hmm. The kind of books we would read.
Right.
Anyway.
Should we get more stoned?
You should.
Here, Brandy, smoke my weed.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Brandy, do
That's
it.
That's what you should do. But you got to go.
Do it.
And then you got to.
I don't know about the bomb.
Come on.
Let her hair. Give her this.
Yeah, that's what I want. Mom's,
I love when you get high, Mom.
What else are we talking about? Are we going to get into some DRMTs? Oh, my gosh. Brandy is too stoned, and now we have lost our host. Because I'm usually the stoned one, and Brandy's completely together and keeping us all, like, moving along. And now I've lost them both, so.
You did.
Yeah, want to know a funny
story? Brandy's now claiming she's smoking in high school.
Want to know a funny story?
What?
I had smoked a couple of cloves in high school. Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you a funny story, though. Okay, so Preston. It was Preston's fault. Go figure. He was, and the cloves were kind of the cool thing when I was nine. Have you ever smoked a clove? They're horrible for you because there's apparently fiberglass in them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But they smell amazing. Like, they smell like a clove. Okay, so Trace loved to tattletale on me when we were kids. Not even kids. High school. I had this wallet. Do you remember when those little metal wallets were really in? They were like metal wallets the size of a credit card.
Yeah.
Okay. They're also for holding cigarettes. That's where they originally came from. And then Hot Topic sold them as wallets or whatever. So Trace, I had one of those. Trace found it and was like, Mommy, Brandy's smoking cigarettes. And I was like, I'm not, Trace. It's my wallet. And he was like, no, you're lying. You're smoking because you didn't have a present. I actually was smoking a clove or two, but it really was my wallet. And I got in so much trouble.
No.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, as much trouble as Mammy got me in. But yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
Insane.
Why did you just wait till now to
come forth with this information?
Well, because everyone's like, how come you're so good at smoking? And I'm like, it was that clove or two in high school.
Oh my gosh. This is nuts.
Seriously. Don't smoke cloves, kids. They're bad for you.
Very bad.
Yeah. I don't think I'm that high.
We've been struggling.
Over here, sissy.
That freaks me.
Well, first of all, I'm going to plug another one of our women-owned small businesses.
Put your mouth around.
Elevate Jane. Guys, stoners. I've lost all control. Now Noah is teaching Brandy how to rip a bong. This is nuts.
Okay,
but you know what? Elevate Jane, who is amazing, she has a bong called the Mimi. And the mouthpiece is just so perfect, whereas what Brandy's doing right now is not.
You didn't get any.
Nothing.
I'm scared.
You got to inhale good.
You got to, like, suck it.
Ooh, yeah.
Get it, Brand.
Okay, get out of there.
Go, Brand.
Oh, my God.
Brandy, just do it. No. Brandy, do it.
I like these.
It's so little.
Oh, my God, Brandy.
I'm like, I just think you are such a wuss.
You could, roll her one of those.
What?
Okay, we did Off Limits.
Can we talk about Munchie Moments?
I would love to talk about Munchie Moments.
No, what
I'm
do you
one of those right now?
What do you like to eat when you're high?
I was thinking, could you talk? Sonic when we're
no, we are not doing Sonic.
We could say dinner.
No, like just like a little,
uh-huh.
like a snack.
A quick snack. So you like Sonic?
I don't really munch on small things. Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
she ate an entire carton of Jenny's ice cream before we got here. So
I did that the night I got here.
You had a whole thing?
Of hers. It was so good.
Which flavor?
I think it was called...
Because you like to hate on Jenny's.
It was like some type of cake batter thing.
You ate my gooey butter cake?
Yes.
Good thing we bought another one last night.
I didn't like Jenny's until that one.
That's because you didn't give it a chance.
That's probably true.
If you change your mind, the first in line.
Take a chance on me.
What is that?
Take a chance. Take a chance.
It's from Mamma Mia.
Oh.
When you're all alone. And the pretty birds have flown.
We have to get it together.
Munchie moment, Sonic, Chick-fil-A, wow. Jenny's.
We DMT it.
Let's DMT and talk about long.
DMT? You're doing DMT on this show, Mom?
All right. It's time for DMT. Stoners.
DMT.
DMT.
I know. It's just
our favorite segment because we get to hear from our stoners.
Oh,
here we go.
Monstra.
She's going to start laughing and not be able to stop.
I know.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is Claire from Chicago. I wanted to ask this question for Mama T specifically. I was just wondering, because I am a fellow stoner myself, and I know you work a lot with Miley and you have a lot of other things that you're doing on the side. How do you manage being a stoner and also having a lot of responsibilities with work and family? How do you manage balancing that? Because I am 21 right now. I'm a student at university, and I'm kind of struggling with that right now, especially now during finals week. So any suggestions would be great. And by the way, I just wanted to say I love your show. You guys are awesome. And have a great day. Thanks, guys.
I'm doing what you do.
Okay, honestly, I love this question, and Brandy is so ridiculously stoned now.
She's coming out glued.
She should have taken two hits and said she took out six. And now she's doing what I do.
Does it get hot for you?
No. But you know what? I'm going to answer this question because I love it.
I'm just laughing because you don't have to explain yourself.
No, I want to.
This is what I do every show. And she gets so mad at me.
No, you don't speak. You just laugh. Noah feels like she's on the side of Mom's job description.
Oh!
She said you work with Miley and like do some other things on the side. And Noah's face was like,
oh my God. No, but here's the thing. I think everyone thinks that if you are a stoner, that you also can't be like great at your job or great at school. Now, if it truly is affecting you going to school and your finals, then you should probably not be smoking during finals. But for me, honestly, I feel like it really helps me focus. Like, not even kidding. Like, I usually, when I'm alone and get high, I am so focused on, even if it's just cleaning, I am like all in.
That's true.
And I really just like, I really just think that people all think that if you're a stoner, you're lazy. And that's just not true. Cause I don't have a lazy bone in my body.
Au contraire. you can sit on Pinterest for hours.
Oh yeah. That just obsessed, but yes. But again, focused, like, because I feel like that usually when I'm on Pinterest is because I have a project that I need to be finding inspiration for. So it's also work a little bit, but anyway, I love it. But again, if it affects your quality of work or your school or your grades or your attendance, then I would absolutely say just give it a little break until after finals.
But could it maybe make it better?
Well, I think it could make it better, but I feel like she's saying maybe it's not. I think it does depend on the person, but she said she's struggling with it a little bit.
I'll tell you, I dozed off when I was reading my script. And I smoked a little pot.
Yeah, that is true. It does make you tired if you're reading and stuff. So
I feel like somebody said that it just enhances however you already are. So if you're feeling anxious, it can make you more anxious. Or if you're feeling tired, it can make you more tired and blah, blah, blah.
I fully agree with this.
Huh.
I agree with that too.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I don't really like, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I feel that. So for real, I do like If I'm tired, I'll go to bed.
And if you're raging, tired. You'll rage harder?
No, I don't say I rage.
I wouldn't say I rage.
Rage isn't in my vocabulary.
It's true. It is true.
I'm the most like sleepy.
You're right. Human. Well, great question.
Great question.
I loved the role reversal of me cracking up and you having to hold it together.
Dear MT, first of all, sorry I am completely stoned. My question is for both of you. Last week I lost my first dog. We had to put him down. He was like, he must have been 17. But I had him for 10 years and this dog was my baby. I did everything for Charlie. Oh my goodness. He was the angel of my life. How did you guys, if you've ever experienced that kind of animal bond, what are the steps you took to get through it? Because I'm on day, I think it's 8.5. Yeah, and it is brutal. I'm looking around and I'll just picture him walking around and my thought that keeps coming into my head is I will never see him again. And it's really heartbreaking. So I'm just wondering if there's something that you guys have done that has helped you grieve the loss of an animal, but also keep them in your memory without making you too depressed. Sorry, I'm rambling. Like I said, I'm stoned. But yeah, thank you guys so much for your podcast. I listen to it every week, and I think you guys are great. All right, thanks. This is Michelle, by the way. I don't know if I even said that. Goodbye.
I love Michelle.
I love Michelle.
I love Michelle, too.
No. So this is so sad, Michelle. I'm sorry. And honestly, I feel for you so much because I lost my dog mate a few years ago. And honestly, it truly, like, there could be some people who disagree with this, but I find it just as hard as really losing a friend or,
I think it's harder.
I mean, like, it's just like, I literally, when I think of him every day and I still miss him so much. And I think the other thing is, like you said, like just struggling with, you may never see him again. And I think I could never have a dog ever that could ever be as perfect as he was. And like, he was just my constant, just like you said, I mean, he's like, was my family, and it is so hard to get over that. And I think, you know, some people may like be like, okay, it's a dog, get over, you know, it's okay. I get it, but it is a dog, but like, don't let anybody rush you to get through that, because I do think it is just so, so hard when you have that close of a relationship with your pet, because mm-hmm. they're with you all the time.
I know.
And
like, they are with you more than a friend, yes. or even your family if you live like by yourself, you know?
And just that unconditional love. And it's just like, it's awful and hard. And I hate that you're going through it, but yes, it does get easier. But I just think, you know, it's just a hard thing to go through. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like when we had mate cremated, mm-hmm. and I think we've done that with our horses. And so sometimes I'll do like a little altar like thing outside, or, you know, just something like that where I don't know that I see it every now and then. It may not be every single day, but if I'm missing him, I can go out there. You could light a little candle, do something to remember him or her. And then, you know, just something that doesn't make you too sad to see every single solitary day.
Yeah. And I think as time goes on, like, that'll get easier. But like, I literally, I really did. I moved to Denver because I couldn't be in my house without my dog Feather after she passed away. Like, it was just, I'd never been in that house without her. And it just didn't feel right. Not to say that you should do that, but that's just how hard it hit me. But now, like, I lived in Denver for almost a year, and then I came back and was kind of on my own for a while. And then after a couple of years, I got Astra, and I like joke every day. Everyone thinks I'm an insane person because I'm like, she's a little angel sent from heaven, but she is an actual angel sent from heaven, because like, even though she doesn't look like Feather or anything, like there is like this teensy tiny little bit in her that reminds me of Feather. Mm-hmm. And now I'm at a place where like, I have Feather's collar hanging on my, I have this little like painted wood ladder in the living room, and Feather's collars hanging on it. And then I also have a black and white framed picture of Feather that I hung in the mud room, which is where all my dogs sleep. So that it's like, she's in there with them.
That's sweet.
Yep.
And the thing too is I like still struggle with not wanting to get another like German Shepherd, because I worry it won't be as great as mate was. But honestly, you are the perfect example that you can get another dog that you love, mm-hmm. you know, and that is great. And like, I don't know, I love Astra too. And she's yeah, she's amazing. But I don't know. It's just the struggle is real.
Yeah. That's Noah's answer. Rip it. Ooh, okay. This is a funny one.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Amanda. I'm calling from upstate New York. My question, well, it's more of like a thank you and a question, is for MT. Basically, because of this podcast, I am super obsessed with Paul McDonald now, to the point that my husband and I were having our redo wedding this coming September. Because of COVID, we had to like reschedule it and everything. And we changed our first dance song to a Paul McDonald song, Stay Home. So I guess I was just wondering what your favorite Paul McDonald song was and why. This song was really special to us because throughout COVID and like being stuck at home, I would have it kind of playing in our Google in the kitchen and we would just kind of slow dance to it when we were having rough days and it really got us through. So I'm really excited that now things are opening up. We can actually have our wedding ceremony and reception and dance to a song that got us through such a hard time. So that's my question. Sorry I'm stoned. Have a great day, guys.
I love that everyone's stoned.
I am obsessed right now that you love Paul McDonald. That is so good. And you know what? I have been back on my Paul McDonald kick in a massive way. Ever since I've been in Nashville, it's been on repeat again. So anyway, my favorite Paul McDonald, like I honestly, there's just no way for me to, no, I can't pick a favorite. Maybe Modern Hearts. I don't know. But Stay Home definitely is in my top three. Like Stay Home is so good. And that is such an amazing song for you guys. Like I can't, I just freaking love it. Hope Paul's listening. If not, I'm going to DM him.
I highly doubt
you. You know what? Paul listens. He'll hit me every minute.
I don't think so.
Paul listens. He listens. And I, if not, I'm DMing Paul because it's awesome. Actually, where y'all get married? Maybe if it's Tennessee, Paul can come.
Oh, boy.
Me and Paul will go if it's in Nashville.
I don't think it's in Nashville.
Well, anyway.
Maybe.
But anyway, I love that. And I can't pick a favorite, but if I had to, I think New Lovers or Modern Heart.
Those are the two he played on the pod, right?
Yes. They're just, I can't choose. He is just, he's so talented. I can't deal.
Okay. You're going to like this question too.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. This is Emily. I'm calling from Michigan. And I'm coming to you seeking advice on a minimalistic lifestyle. I just graduated from Michigan State University this past weekend, and I'm getting ready for my move in August to LA, actually. And I'm finding it hard to get rid of things, and I want to live a simpler, happier, more minimalist lifestyle. And I was wondering if you have any tips or tricks on how to be okay letting go of things that might have meant a lot to you, but you know need to go, and then how to maintain a simpler lifestyle. So if you have any tips, I would love to hear them. Thank you so much. Love you both.
Okay, I love this question.
I knew you would.
Just because, first of all, as you get older, for me, that's way easier letting things go. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think I've always been like that. Because here's the thing. We're not taking it with us. Mm-hmm. It's not going. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Also, when you're younger, I feel like you buy and you just buy things like even though you don't need them or you already have. I don't know. I just now like because I do not want to have to put stuff in storage or give it away.
I was about to say, here's a practical motivation reason is like a storage unit is so expensive. So one day you're going to have so much stuff, you don't have room for all of it. And they need to pay for a storage unit.
It's, I know.
It just sits. Like, what's the point?
I don't, that's the whole thing. Is it just sits? And also now I just feel like I'm really, I don't you notice I do that? I'm like, I'm going to use this all the time. Like this, I don't really buy things that I don't think I will anymore.
That's true. Yeah, I would agree. I have a rule that for clothes, especially, that's the one thing I tend to hoard is like, I'm like, but this is going to come back inside in like 10 years and I'm going to want it because it's vintage. But these days I'm like, if I don't have a hanger for it, I can't keep it. And I don't buy any more hangers than what I already have. So if I run out of hangers, it's time to get rid of shit. That's my rule.
Okay, that's a good rule.
It's a pretty good one. And then with stuff, it's kind of the same way. Like if something doesn't have a designated spot, it's got to go.
You would have a panic attack if you saw my closet.
It's insane. Noah's closet is absolutely out of control.
You know, like when they show on Pretty Little Liars, like A's closet, and it's like a closet full of like black hoodies.
As you?
Well, like, I have, like, a closet in my room that's, like, full of sweatpants and hoodies. And it's just, yeah, like, really bad in there. Like, clothes, like, we could stack shit up to the ceiling, I think.
And sometimes Noah's voice is really deep when she's smoking a lot of weed.
My voice freaking you out?
No, it's just, like, your voice is really deep sometimes.
I was listening to some Young Nikki music today. I was listening to I Got So High That I Saw Jesus. And
you're a big stoner now.
Because I'm a big stoner now. And in the beginning of the song, I was like, is this Miley or is this Noah? I couldn't really tell. But it was you taking the lower. In the double version. Yeah. But I was like, the lower voice comes in first. And at first I thought I was Miley because she usually sings low. But then I kept listening to it. And I was like, oh, shit, that's Noah. Get it.
I sing pretty low.
Yeah, you sound like a man. It was great.
There's a few times in my...
You do. You sing really low.
Your lampshades look like Orville's mask.
You're stoned.
No, they do.
Now I am.
Should we smoke a little more?
No.
Oh my. Yeah. Let's give Brandy like
one more go. What's that little case with pink stuff? Oh, your tools.
I saw Jesus.
Oh, boy.
He said it's all gonna be.
You're insane.
It's not right.
Oh, Brandy, Glenn.
Okay, we got one more voicemail.
Hey, Tish and Brandy, this is Leanne calling from New Hampshire. Real quick, Tish, can you please just say New Hampshire for me? I have to hear it in your accent. I love you girls so much. I love the podcast. Love listening to it every week. I love listening to it walking my dogs. I laugh my ass off, but I don't care because sorry, I'm stoned. Anyways, I had a hard time coming up with a question, so going out there and saying, if you could smoke weed with anybody in the world, who would it be? Thanks so much. Love you. Bye.
You got to say New Hampshire now.
New Hampshire.
Now you're trying to say.
Okay, New Hampshire. No, I would say New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Right?
It's a little suspect.
What do you mean?
Okay, wait.
Just say it to me. Like,
what's in New Hampshire?
New Hampshire. It's a little good. If you could smoke weed with anybody, who would it be?
This is so hard.
It is kind of hard. I feel like the obvious answer is Snoop, but you probably already have. I'd smoke weed with Snoop. Snoop.
I honestly don't know.
And I'm trying to think, like, who else?
This is such a good question, but I really don't know.
Noah, you got an answer?
I was just thinking, maybe you.
You did.
I thought I would, like, have to watch it from, like, beyond the grave. I never thought this day would come.
Here we are.
It's really like I thought about it for a good no, for real, Bryn, for like a good hour last night. Like, no, after we talked about it, like, I didn't even watch TV for a second. I just like was sitting there thinking, like,
I don't think I have somebody like that, a person, but like an experience.
Okay.
You know how much I love 80s rock? Mm-hmm. Like an 80s rock show? Because I never smoked pot when I went and saw music.
Well, your chance is coming. Bottle Rock Festival, Guns N' Roses is headlining.
Oh, my. Okay. So see, like that, getting stoned and going to see Guns N' Roses, OMG. That sounds like so much fun.
Well, we're doing it in September.
What? Okay, that's amazing.
Because Miley's playing, so we haven't.
Right. But we, like, getting stoned and going to see Guns N' Roses is everything.
Everything. I mean, if we're going to talk experiences, because this is good, actually, I feel like, and I'll probably just do this at some point, well, I want to be somewhere epic, mm-hmm, but like somewhere we can just see like insane stars and get super high would be super fun.
Yeah. Brandy.
So.
Take a thrill.
Oh, I was going to say.
Take a chance, Brand.
Take a chance. Funny.
You know where else cool would be is at Red Rocks Amphitheater to get stoned at a concert.
I'd have to be the right person playing.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't know.
I mean, I would love to go see Paul McDonald.
Oh my god!
I really,
that's who she's,
it's because
picking.
I love every song he does, so I'll just be singing to every song. It'd be so fun.
I was thinking somebody like Muse. What?
So random.
So random. But like somebody like trippy. I don't know. Their stuff's kind of trippy.
You should come with me to my show in Seattle.
Yeah. Do you guys know the song Texas Sun?
Can't say I do.
I'm obsessed with it right now.
What is it?
I'll play it for you. Wait, hold on. Let me find. Oh, this is it.
Oh, Leon's on it. Good Vibes with a Z is the name of this playlist.
Come on, go with me. The sun goes down.
I don't know. I don't even know how I found it.
I do like it.
I do too.
I like the album art.
What does that mean even?
I don't know. I can't pronounce it, which is stupid.
K-H-R-U-A-N-G-B-I-N.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Leon Bridges. I don't know, but it's great. It's called Texas Sun. It's so groovy. I love it.
It's so groovy.
It is. So groovy. Okay, it has a good groove, so it's groovy. I like the groove of it and the feeling. And it's a good get high song, like Paul.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sums up Dear MT.
Now what are we doing?
Stoners, don't forget to call in and leave us messages for next week. It's our favorite segment of the show and can't do it without you. I don't know the phone number, do you?
Nope.
818-839.
Wait.
I'll look it up. The number is 818-839-0534. You can call and leave us a message and we'll play your voice message live on the podcast. And if you're not living in the United States, you can send us an Instagram DM and leave a voice memo and we can play that too, because that number only works for U.S. residents.
All right.
All right. Well, let's, what are you looking up? Are you looking up baked goods?
No, yes, I am.
Great. I could use some baked goods. I have not bought anything on Amazon in like a full 2 weeks. Who am I?
I don't know.
Should I just get it posted?
I do that all the time.
Or do we want to go on like a nice drive?
At 8 p.m.? Well, it'll be till 9 p.m. probably. I think Postmates if they can.
Yeah, let's do that. Can I order some Cracker Barrel?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I have some great.
You're going to go with me and I?
Okay, yeah. Shush. We have some great baked goods today.
She shushed us.
And so fucked up. Okay, I literally just cannot stand to not be in an organized car. Like, it just makes me crazy. So, the middle console... It has a console, but it didn't come with like a little like top organizer thing. And I was on Amazon looking for some other things for my car and noticed that actually it came up like that there was a center console piece, like organizer for that car. And so I got it and it's just life changing. I'm going to put it up. I think it's for Toyotas, but I'm sure that you can look them up for any car. And also, I got these amazing, they're like collapsible plastic bins that have handles. And so you can carry them in like to the grocery store and put your groceries in them and then just put them in the back of the car. Or if you've got things that you're putting in the back of the car, like I like to keep a sweater, like you have a little box to put it in. But then if you're putting suitcases in the back because you pick up somebody from the airport, then you can just collapse them and they are just, you just easy store them. But anyway, amazing little collapsible boxes organization, not only for your car, but for anything you want to use them for. So those are two things that I am obsessed with that I just got. And then, let me see, was there something else? Oh, this is a lazy one. So I cannot sleep without a fan on in my room. Like,
same.
I have to have on a fan. But I actually don't want the fan blowing on me, so I have it all the way across the room. And then just as I'm falling asleep, I like to turn the fan on. But it is so annoying that I have to get up and walk across the room and turn it on and walk back. And then I'm all woke up again.
Mom.
So I got one of these little things.
Oh, boy.
It's not the Alexa one that was too difficult. This is like I just have a little remote by my bed, and I click it. And because it's plugged into an outlet that is run by my clicker, I can click it on and off.
This is some first world problem shit.
And that's right, but it is so nice. And if you don't want to go through all the wireless and all that, this is just like a little remote. You don't do it with your phone, but I love it. And it is life-changing. And I no longer have to get up and turn my fan on. So you could do it with a light. You could have a light that you turn off. You could whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
These have been around for a while.
Yes, they have. But I've just come to love them.
Got it.
Also, for my birthday. They told me I say birthday.
We didn't tell you that. You do.
For my birthday, we got these little decorations, and I think I told you about them that my friend Matt Sanders used.
My friend Matt Sanders.
For his boyfriend's birthday party. So we got them for mine. They are these tinsel curtains that are so good. We got them for my birthday, and we got them in silver and rose gold. And they were so pretty together. It was just a great color combo. And honestly, they are just the best decorations for a party or for like, you know, like one of those pictures for your birthday party where
photo booth. That's what
a photo booth. Yeah. So that but they're gorgeous and cheap, and I'm going to put those up as well.
Okay. I have two things. I recently got a little, like, phone stand for my iPhone to sit in while I'm, like, podcasting or, like, but to read what the people that are watching are saying in the chat. I have to have my iPad out, too, so I can read the chat on one screen and then video and then do the live pod on the other. And I was always, like, holding my iPad. It was so, like, janky. So I got this little iPhone stand, and your iPad fits on it, too. And it's just so nice. It's, like, right at eye level, and it's just perfect. And it was, like, $8 on Amazon. We'll post.
Oh, I saw that. It was really cool.
It is really cool. Mm-hmm. Also, my mom ordered these acrylic ball stands and sent them to my house by accident. And I opened it, and I was like, what is this? And why would anyone order this? And then I found out weeks later that it was hers. What did you buy these for?
Noah's basketballs.
Noah's got basketballs?
She has a Chanel basketball, a Dior basketball, and a Supreme basketball that I wanted to display at her house. So I got acrylic round basketball holders.
But are they mini basketballs? These things are small.
I know, but then you don't see them because they just sit right at the bottom and the ball sets in it, and then you don't see.
Mom, I got to be real with you.
It's just like
I have no idea where I put those. I think they're in your car.
I'm sure they are. But anyway, they're amazing. So if you have basketballs, you need to display.
That is insane.
They look great.
I see you also returned the boot you're supposed to be wearing for your broken toe.
I got a different one.
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me show you.
I don't see a different one on the order list.
I mean, you just go through her returns. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, I see a baby blanket on here.
Oh, I got those. You know what? They're genius. They fit perfectly in the seat of a chair. And I got those for my chairs because Sammy kept getting muddy and getting in my chairs. And now I just put those in the seat. They're the perfect size. And that took care of that.
Well, I purchased a cobweb duster that expands. I'm going to tell you how.
Oh, I love those.
It's insane. Oh. It expands up to 20 feet.
I electrocuted myself on accident with your bug computer.
Fun fact, Noah would not. She like switched rooms the first night because there was a stink bug. What's this camping chair you ordered and returned?
For church. We were having church. Noah's laughing because she's gone to church with me.
Why did you return it?
Yeah. It was just way too heavy. But it was so cute. But we have to walk from a parking lot pretty far for church.
Was it the double bench?
Oh, actually, I almost ordered one. I have to put up this one that is a double bench fold out lawn chair. Mm-hmm. So I was getting it for me and Noah for church, and it is hysterical.
It's so hilarious. I know, like, as a fucking kid, I would have like murdered mom if she were showing to the horse show or something like with that, you know? But like now I'm like, that's the funniest.
Mom, you cannot make anyone sit in that. It's called a love seat.
The love seat style double camp chair. And then I was like, can you see me and Noah in that in church?
It's funny.
And then this in one. Church. And then I really liked this one.
You need an umbrella in church?
We are been sitting outside due to COVID.
And you need an umbrella?
It's in the freaking parking lot. And so
that was insane.
And Noah goes, Mom.
Tish just hung up on the podcast. She was like, looking at something on her laptop, and then she was like, I don't know, and then just slammed it shut.
And completely, anyway.
While recording.
Okay, but anyway, we're back.
Okay, so before we, oh my God, that's everything. Okay, so just final last words here. We haven't even addressed the fact that Tizzle was on SNL last week.
You know what? I honestly have been hit up more about that little second I was on SNL.
You didn't even speak, did you?
So, okay. So, long story short, they actually wanted to give me a line, and I literally, my heart started pounding.
Mom.
I do not speak in public. It's, like, really scary for me. And so, all the moms, you know, had to do a little thing with.
She quit college because she didn't want to take public speaking.
I truly did. Like,
I get it.
It's awful. So, anyway, they wanted to give me a line, and I just could not even. It was only one word.
Mom, why didn't you do that?
Because I was too scared. But anyway, so I didn't do that. But I did get to go up on stage and say, what is it?
I don't know.
New York. It's live. No.
Mom.
It's Saturday night. Like, live from New York. It's Saturday night.
You got to say that? With everyone.
With everyone. Okay.
Mom from New York, it's Saturday night.
She ain't shy now.
Okay, so we had a set time to record this podcast, and she literally texted like 2 hours prior and was like, so I'm not going to make it. I got to be on SNL later. And I was like, what do you mean you're not going to make it? It's our podcast. Like, you can't not go. And she was like, yes, I can. Bye. And I couldn't figure it out. So I was like, oh my God, I can't talk to myself for a full hour. So I called our friend, my bestie, Olivia Caridi. And Olivia and I were really just chit-chatting, catching up for a solid 45, and that was probably about it.
I'm sure it was great. But no, I literally, like, first of all, I didn't even say anything, and I had to rehearse, like, 3 times.
Oh, you did? On SNL? That sounds so miserable.
Like, it was just funny. But it honestly was so much fun because the moms were so cute and so happy to do this with their kids. And it was just such an awesome moment. And honestly, they were just so nice to me and they embraced me like one of them. And it was just awesome. But it was great.
Who's your favorite SNL cast member?
Pete Davidson.
It is?
I think it is.
I love Keenan myself.
What's the other one? Kate
McKinnon.
I'll say that. Okay, so I'm going back to Pete Davidson. And here's, like, honestly, I've never really understood the whole, like, thing about Pete Davidson.
Oh, I thought you meant SNL.
No, about Pete. Oh. That honestly, in person, just kind of, the weird thing is he reminds me a lot of Trace. Like, a lot. He just does. But, like, there's something about him. I really do like him. And honestly, the skit he was in when he's on the moon was the funniest thing ever. I mean, like, he's really funny. Honestly, Pete.
Okay. I love Keenan because when I was a kid, I watched Keenan and Kel on Nickelodeon. It was my favorite show.
Oh, that's cute.
And I freaking crack up when Keenan hosts the Jeopardy segment on SNL. Like, it is insane.
Honestly, the show is just great. And honestly, it kind of just never gets old.
I know.
And I'm always in such awe of what they do and how they do it and their whole process because it is so much work.
It's intense.
They have no lives at all. Like, they don't.
Just SNL.
They really have to work all the time and they work so hard. And I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. It really is.
So
super cool. I actually haven't even seen the episode yet because I was in Tulum. Which, should we talk about Tulum for a hot second?
Yes.
Loved it. Guys, didn't know how much of a scene Tulum is, though. Like, honestly, if you just want to go lay on a beautiful beach and not go do anything else, I wouldn't go to Tulum. I would go to somewhere much cheaper.
That's what I heard.
Because Tulum is outrageous. But if you want to go for the scene and you want to go to, like, bougie restaurants, but they're not bougie, everyone's, like, barefoot because you're in the sand. Like, it's a very, like, laid-back, casual vibe, but also, like, kind of bougie and sceney. It's very interesting because, yeah, I don't know.
Is it the prettiest beach you've ever been to?
Absolutely not.
What's the prettiest beach?
What is the prettiest beach I've ever been to? I don't know. I guess Turks and Caicos, probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think Turks and Caicos.
I gotta take you to Bahamas.
I did love Antigua, too.
Oh, I bet that's really pretty.
I thought it was real nice.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm all about... I am not about the scene or the bougie restaurants. I am about,
it's
like...
It's kind of fun, though.
I like crystal clear blue water.
Yeah, that's the Bahama area.
And, like, honestly, that's what I'm going for. So, I just... Honestly, I do not think there's a better place than the Bahamas.
Oh, you don't? okay, Tulum is super fun. So many restaurants. Okay, so if you're going, I would say from what I experienced, top, like, 3 places to go that are worth the hype. Number one, Gitano. They have a beach club and like a nighttime like restaurant bar place, and we loved both. But food, we ate at different places the whole time, and by far the food was the best at Gitano. Like, it's so good. Absolutely go have dinner there. It was amazing. Second, there's this place called Azalique, and it's like apparently super hard to get into. You have to have a reservation weeks in advance. It is a hotel. Some people stay there, but I've heard the rooms aren't that great. But everything in the whole place is like up in the treetops. So, like, you, like, enter through this cave, and then you go up a spiral staircase, and then you have to walk over these, like, drawbridges, like, rope bridges to get from, like, nest to nest of tables and bars, and, like, everything's suspended
up
above.
That's cool.
It's very cool. Very, very cool. So, definitely, like, plan ahead and get a reservation in there. Honestly, I don't even think you need to eat there. I mean, you can because you sit in the nest, and it's very cool. But if you're going to just want to pop in, I would go for drinks at sunset. Like, make a sunset reservation because the sunset was insane. Third place, I would definitely go by the Nomad if you can get in. We stayed there, and it's very cool to stay, but it is expensive. So if you can just go and have dinner there, and then like maybe walk down and take advantage of the beach, like it's a very cool resort, and like everything's outside. It's very jungly. Like you feel like you're smack dab in the middle of it, and it was awesome.
That sounds great.
You need best coffee I had the whole week.
You need a travel show.
Well, my mom's a producer. I wish I could have one.
Well, if I pitch it, nobody's buying it, so.
You're right.
Actually, you know what? That's not true anymore. Because who just signed a deal with Comcast?
You did.
Yes, I did. Happy birthday. Anyway, so times are changing.
Oh, boy. Well, give me my show.
I think that's a great idea.
Great. Happy.
Awesome. I think it's our show.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
You won't even say a word on SNL. How are we going to have a travel show?
I can do things like that. It's speaking in front of people, like a whole, not to mention that.
Remember that time you were trash talking your producer with your mic on and I had to tell you?
It is true. One time we
didn't have any problem talking then.
It's so hard to remember when you have on a live mic. Not
it's
to
really
talk.
Not.
It totally is. I forget every time and say inappropriate thing. Like how horrible the producer is with the producer.
Was it the producer?
Yes. Okay, so.
Can we wrap up this show?
Yes.
I'm trying to hit up Jenny.
I want my Jenny.
Okay, so you guys.
You have to go with me, Brandy.
I'll ride with you.
Kids are getting ready to fist fight, people. Yeah, we gotta go.
Say, did I get aggressive?
She did hit the table very hard.
But anyway, so.
Mom, drive us to get ice cream.
Absolutely not.
Oh, why not, Mom? Let's go ride in the car.
I am not. Dude, I'm getting in bed.
Okay.
I wanna watch Mare of Easton.
So do I.
Easttown. Anyway, okay, we're gonna wrap this up nicely. Everybody's gonna be calm.
Mm-hmm.
So, stoners. Loved coming to you from Nashville with Brandy and Noah. It's been so much fun.
Well, she'll be here for a while, kids. We'll be coming at you live from the basement for weeks on end.
2 months.
Oof, somebody help me.
I know. 2 full months with your mom.
Yay.
In the basement.
Amy.
Love it. Brandy just said my basement has such a vibe.
It is a vibe, yeah.
It's a total vibe. So, anyway.
All right, stoners. We love you so much.
Love you, stoners. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.